This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, answers to your questions in Contending for the Faith. And in Understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a variety of teaching materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. You can still take advantage of our special offer for new subscribers to our free monthly newsletter, The Berean Call. A free copy of Dave Hunt's new booklet, Battle for the Mind. This timely work addresses mind power and magic, evangelical mind science, paganism, hypnosis, Christian Science, psychokinesis, mind control, and much more. Just mention you heard it on Search the Scriptures Daily and the call letters of this station. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Ask for program number 0242. And again, be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from the Los Angeles Times, February 20th, 2002, with the headline, Study Finds Utah Leads the Nation in Antidepressant Use. Dateline, Salt Lake City. Doctors here have for years talked about the widespread use of antidepressants in the state. But there was no hard evidence until a national study that tracked drug prescriptions came to an unexpected conclusion. Antidepressant drugs are prescribed in Utah more often than in any other state, at a rate nearly twice the national average. Few here question the veracity of the study, which was a tabulation of prescription orders, said Dr. Curtis Canning, president of the Utah Psychiatric Association. But trying to understand the why has puzzled many, he said. The one true answer is, we don't know, said Canning, who has a private practice in Logan. I have some hunches. In Mormondom, there is a social expectation, particularly among the females, to put on a mask, say yes to everything that comes at her, and hide the misery and pain. I call it the Mother of Zion syndrome. You are supposed to be perfect because Mrs. Smith across the street can do it, and she has three more kids than you, and her hair is always in place. I think the cultural issue is very real. There is the expectation that you should be happy, and if you're not happy, you're failing. Discussion of the issue inevitably falls along Utah's traditional fault lines. Some suggest that Utah's unique Mormon culture, 70% of the state's population belongs to the church, requires perfection and the public presentation of a happy face, whatever may be happening privately. The argument goes that women in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are beset by particular pressures and are not encouraged to acknowledge their struggles. Cindy Mann, who lives in Logan, said after 15 years of taking antidepressants and not feeling better, she finally quit in July. Today, she encourages others to do likewise. But she's pessimistic. It's like Happy Valley here, she said, describing the Salt Lake Valley. It's a scary place sometimes. People don't talk about their problems. Everything is always rosy. That's how we got ourselves into this mess. We're good at ignoring things.
Dave, this psychiatrist had some hunches, and I've got a few hunches myself.
I have a few also.
It doesn't just apply to Mormons, but I think it applies to any legalistic system. If you try to be right or righteous in your own strength, you can only carry that so far, and then it begins to break down. If you then look at your religion as an emblem of some kind that you want to attract people to, now you have to put on a facade. You can't undermine it, and we know the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has been promoting themselves in every which way that you can imagine, through advertising, through right. television, through all right. kinds of things to be what they pretend to be.
Well, if I were a Mormon, I would have a number of reasons for being depressed. Number one, I've got a book, the Book of Mormon, that they have scoured North, Central, South America. They spent millions out there, archaeologists, searching. They can't find a pin. They can't even find the topography. They can't find a bay or a mountain. Nothing. No evidence of these vast civilizations, the wars they had at Mount Cumorah. You can't even find an arrowhead. That would be depressing, that this great book that we're following.
Something that you've dedicated your life to, doesn't
it? It doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. Next, I would be really depressed if I learned something about Joseph Smith. The man was a fraud. And we have the public records to prove it. He made prophecies that didn't come true. Now, today the Mormon Church has a prophet at the head of it, but he doesn't prophesy. It's a non-profit institution that makes a lot of money, but the prophet doesn't prophesy. He wouldn't dare, because Joseph Smith and the previous ones back there made so many errors. That would be depressing. Then I've got to somehow earn my way to heaven.
That's the biggest and most depressing aspect right. of the whole system.
I've got to pull myself up by my bootstraps. I've got to become a god.
And if you're a male.
That's right. If you're a woman, you look forward to eternal pregnancy. That would be depressing, too.
And it's interesting, this article also pointed out that it's the women who are taking most of these antidepressant drugs.
Right. That seems to be the case in society as a whole. You've got to go through endless ceremonies in the temple. You have to trace your ancestors back to Adam and be baptized for all of them. You know, you will never, ever, ever do that. There isn't time enough, and furthermore, we don't have the records that go back that far. So you go through these. I mean, I've talked to a number of ex-Mormons now who, going into the temple and finding out you got to strip down to nothing, and then you got this sheet on you and so forth, and you go through these rituals that are supposedly going to get you started on, well, Joseph Smith said it could go on for eons. This is a ladder that you've got to climb to somehow reach godhood and reach perfection and so forth. That's pretty discouraging. Mm-hmm. We talked in the last segment about God's grace and God's love, that we're nothing. We can't earn our way to heaven. We can't merit it. That is pride, to imagine that we could be worthy, ever be worthy of God's mercy. Well, that's a contradiction. And mercy, there it comes. It's unmerited. Mm-hmm. But the God of the Bible came to this earth, became a man through the virgin birth, didn't cease to be God. And because of his love, he was able to pay the penalty for sin that his own infinite justice required. And now, what do we have to do? He offers to pardon us. But he's not going to just make a bookkeeping entry in heaven. He can only pardon us if we accept his payment on our behalf for our sins. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you have to do? You just receive it. But you have to acknowledge that you're unworthy. You have to acknowledge that when he took your place, it was just that he be punished for you, because this is what we deserved. Mm-hmm. And then we accept the gift of God's love and grace and mercy, eternal life, forgiveness, mm-hmm. a home in heaven forever. Tom, what could be better?
Yeah. And what's their option? Their option is to look to Joseph Smith himself to see whether they are worthy enough to be accepted, or for the Mormon woman, the wife, for their husband to bring them forth because of their worthiness. That's bondage.
Brigham Young said no one gets to heaven except with Joseph Smith's approval. I wouldn't trust a guy. But that's a pretty depressing thing as well. I mean, Joseph Smith decides for God, this God that created the universe.
Dave, what we said earlier, based on somebody's worthiness, there is something to be depressed about.
It really is sad.